You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
All right. We're back.
We're back.
Let's jump straight in.
Yeah. Part two of our shower thoughts.
Okay. So you know how we need, like, every animal and every insect plays a role in the ecosystem and we need them.
Yeah.
And when one animal becomes extinct, it, like, affects other things, right? Mm-hmm. Why do we need flies? And why do we need mosquitoes?
God, I fucking don't know, but how annoying.
Especially flies. Like, they are so annoying.
Like, mosquitoes in the middle of the night, you know, when you're sleeping, it's like.
Yeah, oh, and you can hear them, like, coming close to your face, but you can't get them.
And then you do, like, the random, like, swipe off. And the slap on your own face because you feel like everything's touching you, but it's just your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The panic when you feel your hair going down your back and you don't realize, and you, like, literally jump because it feels like something's going down your clothes.
Man.
To answer your question, Dems, I have no fucking idea.
I'm actually going to Google it.
Okay. So this is what I said before, right? So, like, there's this episode in The Simpsons where they send Homer back in time and they send him, like, to the Jurassic days or whatever. And they're like, make sure you don't touch anything, blah, 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 blah. Like, this is your only mission.
Yeah.
And he, like, the first time he goes back, he steps on a bug and he's like, whoops, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just a bug. But then he gets back to, like, his real, like, real time. And everything is different. And every single time they send him back, he does something to change something, and it's different every single time. So it's like, if things don't exist, like, or if we wipe things out, how drastically is it going to change?
I'm thinking Hermione when she's traveling.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to be super careful not to intervene. This is, like,
this, no, but this is the thing, right? And we said it in the last one as well. Literally everything that we experience, like, everything that we see in movies and TV shows, it's all based on some sort of truth.
Yeah.
So, like, surely, oh my God, even in saying that, surely time travel already exists.
100%. So 100%.
Oh my God. What if time travel is literally just astral projection?
How do we make that physical, though?
But what if it's already physical?
If astral projection is physical?
Yeah, what if we just project ourselves into alternate timelines?
I mean, I'm thinking about my experiences with astral projection. I'm physically there, but not physically able to be seen or intervene. But my energy is there.
Yeah. But, like, what if we're shifting into a place collectively where that is how we time travel? What if time travel is actually just timeline travel?
That would make so much more sense.
Because we know time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, we see, like, we've been seeing it in movies for how many years?
Yeah.
Like, let's build a time machine and go back in time. Like, how many times do we see it in movies?
Do you think that the movies are there to soften the blow for when it's confirmed that, hey, yeah, this is actually what happens and this is what you can do? So it's like soft seeding over a long period of time. So it's not as foreign to us when we get the confirmation that, yeah, like, it's here and legit.
Yeah. Oh my God, for sure.
Do you know the movie that's coming into my mind is Jumanji?
Oh my God, the chaos.
That scared me as a child. Same. I don't know why. The soundtrack may be very loud. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Maybe the panic?
Maybe. Going back, so flies act as scavengers, consuming rotting organic matter so we don't have to deal with it, which is a very important role in the environment. If it wasn't for flies, there would be rubbish and dead animal carcasses everywhere.
Oh, thank you, flies.
Ooh. I'd rather not deal with that. Bones?
They eat, like, well, if you think about it, what, like, compost is full of flies.
Ugh.
I mean, they're gross, but they're serving a purpose.
Yeah, but, like,
maybe we're gross to them.
Yeah, maybe, actually, that's a good point. Maybe we're annoying.
I mean, I bet we'd be fucking annoying, like, swatting around tea towels and shit every time they're trying to just get from one place to the other.
Imagine. Oh, imagine us just walking around. And we have to, like, avoid getting spotted by giants.
That's God.
Okay.
I feel like that would be such a fun game. Like, imagine, like, things coming at you and you have to, like, dive, roll. I reckon I'd fucking love that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd be scared.
What is it?
Okay. Here is something.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys heard of North Sentinel Island? Tell me you've heard of it.
No.
Tell me you've heard of it.
That name doesn't ring a bell to me.
I think you've had this conversation with me.
I'm sure. Yeah. I've
this is like the 70 people thing.
Okay.
Okay, go.
So it's this island, yeah. Right? I don't remember exactly where it is, but it is this island that is completely untouched by the rest of society. They have never, ever, ever been like, nobody's ever been able to get there. It's very tribal, right? Yeah. And it's a very, very, very small island where they are literally living like they're their own civilization. And if people actually try to go there, the people that live on this island will kill them. Like there have been people that have tried to go over, even with peace offerings and everything, and the people on that island have killed them. Because they're like, don't come to our island, right?
That's interesting.
So this is, so there's North, it's North Sentinel Island.
Where is it?
I'm going to quickly Google it.
Yeah, I need visuals.
Is it on the map?
It's on the map. Hold on. And this is the thing, right? It's so fascinating. So they're literally living like they've built everything themselves on this island. Mm. They've got no technology. They've got like nothing that we have.
Yeah.
It is in one of the Andaman Islands, an Indian archipelago, is that how you say it? In the Bay of Bengal, which also includes South Sentinel Island. But it's a tribe of indigenous people in voluntary isolation who have defended, often by force, their protected isolation from the outside world. Right. So these are people living like, there's a population of 39 people that we know of, because obviously nobody can get onto this island. They live completely free. They don't wear clothes. Like when you see video, so people have
I've just Googled.
Yeah, people have gone past them, and they've been like they're only able to go past them in boats.
Right.
They live like completely isolated lives. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
So the point that I'm making with this, I was literally just trying to make a connection.
Yeah.
Right. So we see them as like the unknown, the untouchable. Like we can't touch them. We can't, like, we know nothing about them.
Mm-mm.
What if Earth, like our Earth, is one of those populations in the universe where everybody has awareness of each other and visits each other, but nobody comes to Earth because we're the untouchables?
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
What if?
As in, like, we know that they're on their own journey, they're on their own experience, we stay.
So what if they see us as, like, they're too hostile to go to?
Oh, my God.
Because like the Sentinese people, the North Sentinese people, we can't go to them because they're like, they lash out and whatever.
Yeah.
What if they've tried to make contact in bigger, bigger ways, but our governments have met them with hostility?
Which they would.
Which they obviously would. So we've now become the just leave them alone. They're doing their own thing.
Interesting.
I feel like that sits like it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So what if we are the outsiders to the rest of the galaxy, like the intergalactic beings across the universe?
It would make sense as to why the contact that we've experienced and that we continue to experience now doesn't feel as like big as you would expect it to be, knowing that there are so many beings out there. Like that makes sense.
Far out. Isn't that a crazy thought?
That's a big one. That's a really big one.
And like we've seen alien, like we know we spoke about aliens in the last, but we see them portrayed in a, like a really strange way, right?
Who like created that image?
I don't know. I think it was like also to kind of scare us a little bit. But how do you think they portray us? Like, how do you think they see us?
Yeah, I on my gut like is just like they actually think we're fucking dumb. Honestly. We must look like the, you know, those cartoons and like the old school newspapers, and everything's very exaggerated and like,
yeah.
I feel like we're just seen as a joke because I don't know. Seriously. Humans are interesting.
Yeah, like, you know, even those ads that you see now from back in the day when, like, smoking was actually promoted.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon that's how aliens see us.
Was it you who sent us that? Oh, my God. The ads of, like, the medication and whatnot to calm your wife's nerves back in, like, 50s and 60s?
Oh, yeah, that old was newspaper that you? Article. The old newspaper article that says, like, how to handle your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And it was, like, a list of prescription medication to, like, calm her nerves because no one needs like a cranky wife or a moody wife. Yeah. Do you know, fun fact that I learned, how many women back in the day were what's that word when you're put into, like, I don't know what the actual, like, politically correct word is, but asylum. They were put into asylums because they experienced, like, PMDD, so like extreme symptoms prior to
PMDD.
So oh fuck me, now I've forgotten the actual thing. It's, but I'll describe what it is. So it's premenstrual something disorder that I've forgotten. Can you look it up quickly? Yeah. I should know this. But basically, PMDD. It's like, you know how people some people experience PMS?
Yeah.
Dysphoric disorder,
that's it. It's like an extreme version of PMS. So, like, extreme, your experience in terms of emotions are pretty extreme. If you're angry, you're, like, super, super angry. Or, like, if you're experiencing depression, it is, like, it's heavy. It's, like, all of the symptoms in one, and it's really, like, it's quite serious. And when people do experience it, because there are a lot of people that do experience it, now we know ways to kind of slowly manage those symptoms and to create the space for ourselves to move through them or whatnot. And of course, there's, like, a lot of medical based stuff with it as well. But back in the day when no one really understood what the fuck was going on, they're like, my wife is fucking crazy. Like, this is how she's acting. So they would institutionalize, is that the word?
Yeah.
These women who were suffering. Bruh. Isn't that crazy?
Far out.
Yeah.
I actually have never heard of that, but that actually reminds me of the show American Horror Story, which I don't watch anymore, but I used to.
Yeah.
And you know have either of you watched it?
No.
It's such a fucked up show.
I know of it, but I don't watch
it. Yeah, such a fucked up show. But the show Asylum, it shows like how they used to deal with mental illness back in the day. Yeah. And it's like, but it's actually showing what they used to do. Who the fuck thought that electrocuting a person was going to help them? Like, who?
Yeah.
What? That How torture. Was that ever approved?
Yeah, that's fucked.
Like, that to me is like, okay, wild. Well, if there's a chemical imbalance in their brain, let's electrocute it out of them. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I wonder if the people that created that, like, that was their way of, like, sick fantasies that they wanted to play out.
Do you know what? It feels to me like a, let's just say it works, but do it for research purposes.
Man, that's just
so much has been done, like, fucked up way. Research purposes.
Yeah. In a really, really, really fucked up way.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, what you were saying about, like, the women being institutionalized and everything, look at the generational trauma that's been formed from that.
Oh my God. We haven't
even thought about that. When we think generational trauma, we instantly go to, like, our grandparents and stuff, but we don't even realize what that women went through line. In that era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of, like,
oh, for sure,
being gaslighted and that other kind of stuff.
Can you imagine actually like being a, like, the picture of the housewife in the, say, 50s?
Like the Stepford Wives.
Yeah, like that sort of vibe where you were expected to dress, act clean, cook all in a specific way. And show up in a specific way.
I don't think I would have lasted long there.
Do you know what? Hear me out before I, like, go into it. I like the concept of being able to be, like, what's the even word for it? Not housekeeper, but, like, maintain a household.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
But it was a very, very, very messed up way to go about it.
It was a controlled way to go about it.
It was a controlled way to go about it. Whereas now we're pushing, like, we went from that to the extreme opposite of like women, like don't be at home, don't do this, like push out of that. Like, but okay, but what if you want to do that?
Yeah, cool if you want to do that.
As well.
But it's
like obviously in your own right. Like,
yeah, but I feel like we needed to experience the extreme opposite in order to understand the happy medium.
Yeah.
Because both ends of the spectrum are fucking toxic.
Yeah. That's so true.
It's the middle ground of I choose to do this in my own time and way and with choice.
Yeah. Because I want
Because I want to. Not because like this is your checklist of the shit that you need to do in order to showcase this specific image. Yeah. And you need to suppress your emotions and feelings along the way because like you need to make sure everyone else is happy, heard and held.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like the total opposite is that toxic feminism that we've spoken about here as well, which like has its own energy linked to it. It's the medium that we need.
Far out. Okay.
Yeah.
Hear this one out.
Yeah.
You know how like the last one of these we were talking about doppelgangers?
Yeah.
And we were also just talking about time travel?
Yeah.
What if doppelgangers are the people that exist but on a different timeline?
Interesting.
So like have you seen, for example, like what is it? Oh, you know how they put like celebrities side by side to people from history but celebrity like known people. So like William Shakespeare with Anne Hathaway's husband, for example. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And then she was Anne Hathaway and she's Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's seen that. But like what if I don't even know Anne Hathaway's husband's name, but like he's married to Anne Hathaway, so I feel like that becomes your identity. But like she's
husband
of Anne. But like, so you've seen Anne Hathaway's husband, right?
Yeah.
What if he is also William Shakespeare, just in a different timeline?
Oh, that's interesting.
So what if it's not actually like you have doppelgangers that lived in the past? You're actually that's you, but on a different timeline.
Because you do present differently.
Yeah, exactly right. But also, I'm going to take this one step further and say, what if that version of yourself who is a doppelganger is also you on another timeline, but there's been a glitch, so you live in the same timeline? So what if like Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry are actually the same person but with a glitch?
Oh, fuck, that's interesting.
Right?
That's interesting.
Like that's a head fuck, but also like, I mean, anything is possible.
Well,
what if there's just a glitch, or what if it's been like a little bit of like, not even a glitch in the matrix or a glitch in the system. What if it's literally just like a copy paste, like a replication? Because
the possibilities are endless, aren't they? Like it's pretty cool when you think about it.
Because you see, like you see siblings that don't even look that much alike.
Mm, that's true. That's very, very true. That's very true. Okay. What else has been like popping up lately? Or what's another like?
You could walk past a serial killer and never know.
Do you ever like try your best to read people to be like, what's your deal?
I've done that a few times unintentionally. I don't recommend.
No.
Nah, people are dark.
People
that have actually tapping into people's like just energy.
That's interesting. No, I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, no, before I was able to kind of like protect myself against it and switch it off.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That cliche of what people thought that psychics could do, where they're like, do you just go around reading people's thoughts? And I'm like, no, but like there was a time that I couldn't control it.
Yeah. When you're still learning.
When you're still kind of learning to protect yourself against it. And like people are fucked up, man.
Really?
Like people carry so much shit.
You can tell when you look at them.
Yeah.
Like I have people that I've seen recently and I'm like, I just instantly feel so uncomfortable around you because your eyes look evil.
Oh my God, I've had that like experience. Like sociopath.
Yeah, or it's making me even feel like sick thinking about it.
I remember being at a wedding once and my eyes locked with another guest and I remember feeling complete fear in my body just because of their eyes.
Yeah.
To this day, I cannot get those eyes. And I had a conversation in my mind with that person in that moment because I'm like, stand up for yourself, Daniela. And I literally said, I'm like, I'm not afraid of you. And yeah. Neither of us were blinking in that moment. I'm like, oh, fuck, Jesus. This is happening. It was fucking intense.
Oh my gosh. Well, they do say the eyes are the window to the soul.
Yeah, you can honestly tell by looking into a person's eyes, like if they're like,
yeah. Ugh.
Isn't that interesting?
So I find interesting. It so fascinating.
So were they participating in the conversation?
I feel like that they were listening. They weren't saying anything back, but I still think to this day.
They were kind of like testing the waters.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And the reason why that was confirmed for me after is because I'd never had conversation with this person in my life. That was the first time we had like quote unquote conversation. But then afterwards, maybe 5 minutes afterwards, that person actually came up to me and asked me the most random question about Andrew, my husband. And I'm like, this is the first time we've ever physically spoken, yet the casualness of you just walking up and just asking a question as if we've had conversation for days, that for me was confirmation that that other experience happened.
That is isn't that so weird?
Yeah, and I was so cold and rude. And you know me, I will be like,
so polite.
Polite. And as sometimes I say things, I'm like, oh, I hope they didn't come across as bad. And it sounds so fucking sugarcoated. Oh, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so for me to be really closed off and cold to someone is very unusual. Mm.
That's crazy.
Humans are interesting.
Yeah.
Humans are interesting. Ness, are you on a like, have you found any cool scrolls?
I'm looking. I'm just like, too dark.
Do you want to know a weird fun fact?
Yes.
Oh wait, it's not a fact. Do you want to know how I used to eat grapes?
Yes.
Okay, wait.
Don't tell me you used to fucking peel them.
I used to peel them, eat the skin first, and then eat the inside.
Like,
that is so weird.
But it's my thoughts were that it would last longer. The experience of the eating lasts longer.
I can't even imagine eating grape skin on its own. That makes me feel like weird.
It's very weird.
But why would you want to prolong the experience of eating grapes?
Because I just loved eating. I'm trying to lighten the mood.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I can't think of anything.
Okay,
else.
My thing is, why, fuck, this one actually pisses me off.
Okay.
Who the fuck thought that it was a good idea to come in and change time?
Can you elaborate?
Daylight saving?
Oh, no. Fucking daylight savings.
Daylight savings? No. Yeah.
No. Okay. What?
The calendars.
Oh, the calendars.
And the years.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Who makes that decision? Like, is that?
Fucking, I don't know, but fuck you, whoever decided to do that, because I don't like it. You're making life very unrealistic. In Ethiopia right now, it's still like 2016.
Yeah, we have had this conversation.
We have, but like.
Yeah.
Because they're on real time. Are you about to look up the time in Ethiopia?
Yeah, I am.
The date is like they should be in like October or November at this point. But somebody came and swooped in and said, hey, like our times are wrong. Let's change it. Why?
At what point did they change the time?
I don't know. I think it was when they changed to the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
But also that's why everything is so off. And that's why our new year starts in March. Because we've always gone by the alignment of the planets and the stars.
And also our seasons now are fucked because our seasons don't align with when they actually start.
But our seasons have never started. So summer has never been the 1st of December.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's like we've created like this concept of when.
Right.
But seasonally, if we're going by the actual cycle, because you do feel the shifts and the changes within the actual Earth's shifts and change of seasons. But we as humans have then put a date to it and put a specific time.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Andy's just coming.
I wish we had a fourth mic.
Oh, you can
come
and join me.
Do you
want
to come and join?
Yeah.
Our first guest.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're literally having a random conversation about just
perfect.
Random shower thoughts. I feel like you'd be good on this. You can share my mic.
Do you want to?
Oh, yeah, Soz. We should have asked permission.
If you want to, not to please us.
It'd be cool
pressure.
To have like a male perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'll make room.
All right, Andy. Does it not piss you off?
Come and speak into the mic.
Does it not piss you off that time was changed? Like the whole concept of time was changed when somebody decided to switch our calendars?
Give him background.
So like we lost a whole bunch of time, and like history rewrote itself because someone decided, hey, let's switch to a Gregorian calendar.
All these calendars, I have no idea what any of it means.
So
I'm not sure.
Time in like
give me some context.
Like I just did a really quick Google and it said it's 2015 in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Like
right. In Ethiopia, what month is it? It should tell you the month. I'll tell you. Hold on. I've got the website saved as a bookmark.
So why did they choose to, like, I mean, why did everyone else follow the lead of, okay,
what
we're changing the time?
What was the process
exactly
of everyone
right.
changing? Whose
well,
idea was it?
What year did we actually shift into a Gregorian calendar?
Does it regularly change calendars just sporadically as you guys are describing it?
I don't even know how it would
when
have unfolded.
How did you come across this though?
How do I come across anything? Yeah. It just happens. I don't even
just
know.
Happens. Yeah, okay.
Okay, when did we move?
Okay, Andy, what is like a random thought that you've had in, just like a random fucking weird thought that you've had in your human brain?
I don't
know. We're really springing this on you. Like,
yeah,
welcome
you
home.
Are.
All right. I'm going to let Andy think about his random thought. I'm going to tell you the date and the time in Ethiopia right now. Yeah. So in Ethiopia right now, it's Saturday the 30th of July, 2015. Their new year starts on September 11. Coincidence? I think the fuck not. Coincidences don't exist.
What's September 11? Oh. I don't know how to do them. I can't do the calculation in my brain of months.
Also, there are 13 months in an Ethiopian calendar. The 12 months have 30 days each, and the 13th month, called Pagum, has 5 or 6 days depending on the year.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It reminds me of is it Aztec calendar or something like that? Do you remember back in 2012 everyone thought the world was going to end or something
like
that?
Oh my God, hold on, hold on, right? Okay, hold on. Let me just answer the, like, no. Okay, so if we actually look at it, if we go back to normal time, Ethiopia in 2012 was 3 years ago. When did COVID start?
3 years ago.
The Ethiopian New Year aligned with the beginning of COVID.
Oh my God. Like, this is a lot for my brain right now.
All right, I got to answer my phone quick.
Okay, Demi, do you have anything random for us?
Why is it a thing to cut your hair?
Like, who came up with cutting your hair?
Yeah. Wait, what mic is Ness on? I don't know what mic you're on, Ness. Why is it a thing to cut our hair? Like, to regularly go for a haircut?
All right, Andy's gonna take over me because I'm gonna fulfill my mum duties now, but I love you guys.
Bye,
love you. I don't know who came up with this.
Like, why is it a thing to cut your hair?
Well, I mean, it's annoying not to, if it's like, imagine
it,
like,
why is
trailing
it
you, like, if hair's fucking falling down 2 meters down like a wedding veil, that would piss me off.
But if it was normal, you wouldn't know a difference.
Okay, true.
Yeah, if no one ever did it for the first time, how would you know that that's a normal thing to do? Yeah.
How did they cut hair for the first time? What did they use without scissors?
Probably a knife.
Okay, but like...
Have you seen those TikTok videos where the girls are like laying down on like a chopping board and the guy comes out with like a full butcher knife?
Oh my God, what side of TikTok is this?
He's chopping hair just straight. I'm like, oh, just oddly satisfying stuff on TikTok.
Oh, that's wild. That's giving me murder vibes.
Yeah, honestly.
Next time I find it, I'll send it through.
Yeah.
Bye, Ness.
Found it very interesting.
Bye. Do you know what we were talking about before? We were also talking about our weird quirks.
Okay.
One of mine is that I eat tuna for breakfast and I don't like my toast actual toast. I like it as warm bread.
Which is weird.
What about you?
So does that mean you put it in like the microwave and then apply?
No, not the microwave. No. That would make it soggy. So I put it in the toaster
for
about 10 seconds and then I pop the toast.
Lightly brown. Yeah,
like,
nice.
It's warm bread.
It's warm bread. Okay. I like how depending on the time that you put the bread in will determine whether or not it's
like
a
toast
warm
or
bread,
not.
Toast bread.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Weird quirks are... I don't know, I can tap into what you're saying with like that warm bread thing. Like, I do like putting peanut butter, honey, and then sometimes jam on top.
Jam?
Yeah, that is That's been going off nice. But peanut butter and honey is
peanut butter and honey is my favorite.
Dem was just saying that was her. That's her breakfast.
That's her breakfast.
If I do have a toast breakfast and not an egg and tuna breakfast. Yeah, and sometimes with like banana like chopped up on top of it too.
Oh, banana's good. Yeah, Daniela sometimes gracefully does that for me. So I'm very thankful for that. Yeah. But peanut butter and honey, yeah, on white Lebanese bread, it is seriously.
That with Vegemite. Yum.
Peanut butter, honey, and Vegemite.
No, like Vegemite butter on Lebanese bread.
Oh, okay, yeah. White Lebanese bread, I definitely think is better than the brown, but you might have listeners who disagree.
I actually agree with you.
I can't.
White's a thin bread. It's perfect.
Oh, I like the brown side.
Brown side.
Do you know what like my what bread is my favorite, and I'm just like sad that I can't eat it at the moment, is Turkish bread.
Oh, yum.
Turkish bread with like avocado. Yum.
Yum. With a bit of salt, Turkish pepper.
Bread oh, yeah, you're talking that type of bread. Yeah. I know what you're talking
soft
about.
Soft
and
fluffy.
Yeah.
But hard. The shell's hard though, right? Isn't it?
The outside's a bit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Turkish bread, isn't it?
It's like nice and...
Obviously me, I like mine very soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what's another like quirkity quirk? I don't know. Like I'm trying to think. I told them how I do that weird like foot rubbing thing to fall asleep.
Yeah, that is strange. Yeah.
What did you think the first time that you saw like the quilts bouncing up and down from my freaking feet? Well, do you remember?
Every time I snuggle Daniela, she's always like using her finger to like rub my hand. That. And then what I'll do is I'll time it perfectly and I'll subtly like find a way to stop it. Without her
oh my
knowing.
God, I've never noticed that.
So she'll like she's rubbing like my hand or something with, you know, that just gives her comfort because I can hear her making her sounds and, you know, I'm happy that she's in full state of comfort. Yeah. But then I'll just slowly move my hand so she can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Oh my God, I did not know that.
Oh my gosh, she's going to catch you out now.
Yeah, she's going to know every time.
How do you sleep, so Demi? Are you like a side sleeper, a back sleeper, belly sleeper?
I usually fall asleep on my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually fall asleep on my back, but usually like when I'm getting comfy, I go between my side and my back.
Okay. Interesting.
I know if I like have fallen asleep on my stomach, I'm going to wake up with a sore back.
Yeah. Stomach you can't do.
I reckon falling asleep on your back gives me like serious nightmares.
Yeah, you get intense dreams.
I get
on
intense
your back.
Nightmares if I sleep on my back. So what? I try and avoid it at all costs. Yeah.
Is this a thing?
For me, it's a thing.
I think for myself it is as well, yeah. But if I sleep on my side, sometimes I wake up and there's no, like, blood circulation in my arm and I can't use my
like
arm.
Like your shoulder would be a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't actually, like.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Fall asleep easy on your back, though. Just more comfortable.
Well, like, it's better for your posture
It
as
is
well,
better
right?
for your. Yeah. I do know that if you sleep on your side and you put, like, a pillow in between your legs, then it's kind of, like, balancing. Yeah, balancing that out. Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything else.
I have like random thoughts all the time. I actually need to write them down.
I don't think I get any random thoughts though, because I'm just like, I think I'm pretty tuned in to just like going for it. I don't really get along being like, oh, what if this could happen instead of.
But have you ever thought like when you're like making something, like who thought to do this? Like who thought to put salt on food?
Okay, no, I don't go that deep or for that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but man, I do.
If I'm hungry, I just want to eat. You know what I mean? If I'm tired, I want to sleep.
Is this like a male thing? Because remember how we've had that conversation about like sometimes, not all men, like the men in our lives that we've had conversations about, they're
just present.
They're present and they don't like get caught up in like the level detailed fucking thought that we get caught up in.
That's honestly,
is there an issue with that though?
No, there's actually not. I've actually like had conversations with Daniel where I'd be like, have you ever just thought of like blah, blah, blah? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, what do you think of it now? Like, not much. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like imagine just being present every day and not having a million thoughts all
Man,
the time.
Man, that sounds so fucking chill.
Yeah. That's bliss. That's modern day bliss. Yeah.
It actually is though.
You're just going to be completely present. In the moment, in the time, whatever it is you're experiencing, whether it's a Sunday afternoon at the movies or having a barbecue at your family's house.
So are you saying like when, because we're calling these episodes shower thoughts.
Okay.
Do you not ever have just random thoughts in the shower?
Random thoughts in the shower. No, in the shower is like, what am I going to do next? I can get out of the shower, get change.
Oh my gosh, so this is like methodical.
Go, watch a movie. Am I tired? Go to sleep.
You're very present.
Pick up a good book. It does sound present.
Play a game, you know.
Whatever, yeah.
Are we problematic?
Are we the problem?
Well, how deep are you guys thinking inside the shower? A, how long are you actually in the shower for?
If I'm washing my hair, I'm in there for a good, like, it depends on, like, if you're doing the shower.
Yeah, can we break this down?
Yeah, can you, like, give me a rundown.
There's different versions.
Yeah, there's different versions. So one's if you're, like, just washing your hair. Then the other one is the first one is, like, when you're just, like, washing your body. Like, you're not washing your hair, you're not shaving, you're not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
Then the second one is if you're just washing your hair.
Okay. Yeah.
Then the third one is if, like, obviously washing your body, washing your hair and doing the shave, right? And then
That's
a full process. But then for me, it goes one step further.
Tell me it's exfoliation.
Yeah. Obviously, you exfoliate whenever you're in the shower. Yeah. But when I'm prepping to be fake tanned.
Oh, my God. Right.
I'm in there for a very long time.
It's very specific.
Like being meticulous with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your fake tan to look shit if you haven't, like, been very thorough.
I think this feels very, like, we do create this for ourselves.
We really do.
Yeah, it sounds very extensive.
Yeah,
but also,
And you have to, like, plan it out a few days ahead. Like, you know, if you've got, like, a wedding on the Saturday, you want to, like, start the prep for it, like, during the
this
week.
This is a whole fucking process.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the conditioning that we – this is the effects of the conditioning that we've received that we need to present and show up in a certain way so we now automatically – move through this, like, process of, okay, this is what I need to do in order to show up in this way?
I don't know, because my mum was never like that and she still isn't.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know. It's just one of those, like, complexities that we have.
Yeah.
I think women have a distinct attention to detail and every element of their face matters, you know, whether it's their skin conditions or, you know.
Whatever.
Cleaning your skin, exfoliation, or it's cleaning your hair. Already think. I think for guys, it's just a little bit more like go clean your body and clean your face, and that's about it, really.
Yeah,
like,
that's so true.
We don't have copious amounts of hair that we're looking after and conditioning.
I mean, you might.
Oh, you might, yeah.
But yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the goods.
Yeah. So, like, male perspective. Okay, so I was telling the girls that I absolutely fucking have been losing it lately at just stupid shit because I'm just, like, Andrew's already
laughing a bit too hard at that.
He doesn't want to get in trouble as well. Like.
that was hard to contain that laugh just then. That was like a 20% reduction, you know. So,
yeah, like,
fire away, go.
I'm just thinking about, you know, when – I feel like this is a very common experience of when you've pushed your body too far and you're physically at that breaking point of just like, I'm tired. Like I've pushed too far.
Mm.
And then your level of being able to deal and cope with literally anything is like negative at this point. Mm. So the simplest of things that wouldn't normally piss you off ascending you through the fucking roof, and you're actually me this morning. I like literally picked up a food processor and I was about to throw it at the wall.
So I had a half an hour before I had to go to work this morning.
And you know what? This was actually going to be my question, but I didn't want to like throw either of you in the deep end. But now that we're talking about it, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Part of you saying so. There's half an hour before I actually need to leave to go to our new showroom because it's closer. It's like 8 minutes away. So I've got more time on my hands than ever before. And I'm sitting down, I'm playing PlayStation. It's the morning, I've had breakfast, I've had a shower, I'm ready to go to work. And Daniela's like going off like a rocket in the kitchen. Like, and with Daniela, like her, she gets very frustrated very quickly, but she always bangs things along the way.
Oh.
So that's the usual teller. So if she shuts the cupboard with such force that, you know, the plants move slightly in the apartment,
you know
that it's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down and then she's going off like a rocket and she starts, you know, swearing at certain appliances like they have some sort of feelings, you know, like they can hear the words that she's saying and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe she's, you know what I mean? Like she's going off hard. I've seen Daniela do some funny stuff. Anyway, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to play my game and then Daniela's going off and she's swearing and in my head, you know, we're both projectors of energy. What was that? Is it projector?
Generator.
Generators of energy. Yeah, so we help each other balance our own energy. But whenever she's in that state of panic, it makes me like very panicked.
Well, yeah. Andrew picks and my up on head, that so quick.
My head, the only voice I could hear in my head was abort, abort, get out. Oh my God. Go get my wallet and get out of the house. Go. So I actually looking for my wallet. And she's like, what are you looking for? And I'm like,
Don't worry, devil woman.
Yeah, yeah, relax. Don't shoot, please. My hands are up. And I'm looking for my wallet. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even need my wallet. I'm not even going to fucking take money to work. I get into the car and I look in the glove box. My wallet's there. I'm like, thank the Lord. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on a nice audiobook, change the energy that I experienced this morning. And you know what? If I get to work 15 minutes early, it doesn't matter. That's I'll okay. have a drink, have some water, listen to my audiobook. But yeah. Interesting. If you're a fly on the wall this morning.
Do you know what's going to be so interesting out. Is because yeah. I know that a lot of people are going to listen to that. Jump on the couch, babe, if it's more comfy. A lot of people are going to listen to that and be like, I can't see it. Because
I actually could not imagine you like that.
But this is like another beautiful example of like how multifaceted we are as humans and how many different types of emotions we run through. Because that was my morning where I was like, and truly it's just because I'm overtired and I have like overtired and I have no tolerance at this point. And also because I really did not rest at all during my menstrual.
Her cup's not full. So it's hard for her to do or operate anything. So even as much as, if she was to kick her toe on the kitchen, you know, kicktop, that would set her off as well. For sure. So I totally get it. It's valid and everything.
But just you just
sometimes
needed to get out of the house.
You need sometimes it's poor like, guy nah, needed to fucking escape.
I need to hit that like eject seat and just fucking eject myself into the sky, you know? Yeah. So
but like really how different that. Was that and me too? Because I felt so guilty after I was about to send a text to apologize. I'm like, no, because like this is what I'm feeling and like I'll talk
okay.
about it later.
Yeah, it's okay, I get it, but yeah, it was the best thing I did. Like not saying that in an attack way.
That's how you looked after yourself.
That's how he protected his energy. Yeah. But how different was that energy from then like this afternoon I did the guided meditation and it was chill as fuck.
But honestly, you coming and answering the door for us, I wouldn't have picked that you've had like a crazy morning.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Even the energy in here, like
you couldn't feel it?
No.
Yeah, that's so interesting. The energy in here is always neutral,
it's always
I find.
It's all the sage and stuff that you do. Yeah.
Oh gosh. I don't know. Humans, we're so complex.
Yeah.
But that's what makes us interesting. I feel
like it's perfectly valid to go through all the emotions you went through this morning. And I think for a lot of people who, you know, work 9 to 5, they're out there, they're trying to hustle, they're trying to build their, you know, their side income or a side business, or they're trying to get out of that 9 to 5. It's a lot of pressure for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think it's perfectly valid to feel the feelings that you're feeling because it's something no one's ever done before. So it's really hard to turn to someone and get advice.
Yeah,
about
you
how
don't
you
have
can
a
move
guidebook.
Forward.
Yeah.
There's no textbook. So it's... Yeah. Perfectly valid, and whatever you got to do to move through that, I think it's perfectly okay in your own way.
Do you know what? I think, thank you, by the way, that's really beautiful. This also goes to like showing what we were speaking about earlier with as like biologically as women, we move through our, however long your menstrual cycle is, like let's just say 28 days. Like I know it's not for a lot of us, but say you have a 28-day cycle, that's your hormonal cycle goes for 28 days. For men, it's different. They have a 24-hour hormonal cycle. So,
oh my God, what?
Yeah. They literally, this is like science. So like-
I need to research this. I'm so curious.
It's I'm literally mid making a post on it at the moment. So men have a 24-hour hormonal cycle. So the way it looks is they rise in the morning and they are on sort of steady sort of energy. Mm. They have movement of energy throughout the day, peak energy around like the midday sort of time. Mm. And the energy starts to drop naturally in the afternoon, which we see with like the after 3 sort of like slump. Mm. And then by the time it hits like the 6 o'clock and they're coming home and it's like time for dinner, whatever, it's like wind down. Their body and their hormones are in a state of prepping for like the wind down and the rest. By the time it's time for sleep and nighttime, they're at their that's it. They've hit the bottom of their hormonal cycle. It literally looks like a slight bump up and down. That's it. The only time scientifically, I've got studies on this as well that I've read, that's just fascinating. The only time that this ever changes in a man's life is if he in his journey becomes a dad. I'm certain it's only 6 weeks. The first 6 weeks of being a new dad, so only for the first time, that's the only time their hormones go like out of whack and all over the place, right? But it's just the first time. If they become a dad again, like, well, sorry, they'll still be a dad. But if they have another a child within their family unit, they don't go through that same like fucked up, like crazy hormones that they did the first time. It's just that once. Every day is the same, just slight bump. For us as women, it is, we know that we go up and down and shift and change depending on where we are within the month and what our hormones are doing, whether we're in that pre-ovulatory phase, whether we're ovulating. It is like constantly shifting, and not just that, it's then further dependent on what we're experiencing and how we're holding ourselves to what our emotions and body is doing in response.
Just to... hate to cut you off there, but your laptop's on 2%.
Oh, fuck. God. All right, keep talking. I'm going to find an extension cord.
Yeah, go for it.
So why aren't we taught this shit in school, though?
We should be.
That's the first time I've heard it, to be honest. So I think it makes perfect sense, though. Traditionally, man, like, you know, the breadwinner, so to say. I know it's not really prevalent now in today's society, but, yeah. You know. Traditionally, yeah, it is. So yeah. During the day, we're out there hunting. We're looking for opportunities, income, food, whatever that looks like for our families. And yeah, by the end of the day, you're just wrecked, you know.
No, but hormonally as well. Like, that's what your body is supporting.
Exactly.
Hormonally.
What the fuck?
Yeah, crazy. You know how we're talking about random thoughts, though, going back into that. Now, it just hit me. Because I wasn't expecting this whole conversation when I got home, to be honest.
Yeah, we probably overwhelmed you a bit, sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm always up for a challenge. I don't mind jumping in. I'm okay to go on the fly. But sometimes when I pick up, like, random products, so I'm looking at this psychic shield, say, for example, I'm always curious in terms of who and why and how this product sort of came into fruition.
That's like your marketing brain.
Oh, okay, that's a marketing
brand. I think so.
Yeah, okay. So I'm always looking at some products and I'm like, what was someone's purpose when they were trying to build this product? And, you know, who was their audience that they were trying to speak to?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people build products and they think it's going to cater a market one way, but it ends up catering market another way.
Yeah.
It's like the market determines what your products and services, like they determine your value and what it is, as opposed to you coming out with this product. Like, you might think these are calm sprayers, but...
yeah.
Your customers, when they use it, they get really energetic. So they say there's an energetic spray as opposed to a calm spray. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense. But then when I look at things from a spiritual point of view, whenever, like, say, for example, we create events, we're like, we're creating this. And because of that, we're going to attract these people. Like, we really go, like, just reflecting on it, we really go against, like, a typical commercial marketing
thing.
It's like, well, who's your audience, blah 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 blah. We're like, no, we're just creating this, and then whoever wants to come will
your come. Customers will come. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think it's only for when you see really weird and wacky products, you're just like, this is very interesting.
Yeah,
love to pick the brain on the person who either designed, I don't know, the branding or the colors or whatever that looks like. But I think that's the only weird sort of thing that comes into my mind.
Did you say the drink thing?
Which drink thing?
How, like, so Andrew's got this thing where if we're out, it doesn't matter where we are. If there's, like, a drink in a can that has, like, an interesting design or package, he needs to buy that drink to try that drink just to know what it's like. So
really?
Every single time, every day, if we're outside, there is, like, a different can of something that he's got to try.
I'm obsessed with packaging. I don't know what it is. I got to, like, feel everything when I go through the shops.
Yeah.
If we're Danielle needs to buy some clothes or something, I'll go touch all the fabrics and I don't know.
You're a sensory person.
Yeah, that's definitely very important for me. But, like, we'll go to, like, we're traveling a lot, and then at the airport there'll be this some cool superfood energy drink / spring water and sparkling water all combined in one. And I'm like... man, this has really got, like, I'm just reading everything. I'm like, oh, yeah, this
hooked.
Sounds like, yeah, I like could use
value,
this.
Yeah.
I could use this, yeah. Sparkling water, no sugar, high superfoods. It's going to help me retain information and remember things. And I'm like,
fuck yeah.
Like, I look at, like, drinking foods and eating, drinking drinks and eating foods as, like a video game perspective. Like, okay. What can I eat that's going to give me more energy?
Yeah.
What can I drink that'll give me more focus?
Yeah.
What can I
consume
that will... help me lose weight, you know, like, help me lose weight so I can be lighter on my feet. So anything is always, like, a plus, you know what I mean? Like, if I drink a can of Coke, it's going to slow me down.
Yeah.
Say, for example, all that sugar, it's going to burn fast. You're not going to.
So you weigh up, like, the pros and cons, like, quite well before consuming something.
I think it just comes from, like, understanding what each of these things can do for me prior to me getting there. So when it comes to me making a decision, it's just faster to make a decision.
That I'm literally really like visualizing that as like a drop down menu in a game.
Yeah.
And it's like choosing your options and then looking at the little energy bar at the top.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They say that people who play video games are really good at thinking on their feet and, you know, making decisions really quickly. Cause you know, in the video game, you got to pick up items that's going to help you with your conquest or your mission or whatever that looks like. Yeah. So I think if you apply the same methodologies to your life, it would be the same thing.
That's really interesting. It's like developing a skill set.
Yeah. Or even just like, you know, that if you drink a can of Coke, it's not going to make you essentially feel good. It might taste good for the moment.
You might get a temporary spike.
You might get a temporary, like a increase of energy, but you know that it's then fake there's energy. A trade-off where you crash even harder to where you started. So it's about like, are you just eating or are you, do you still have that meeting at 2 o'clock? Like drinking a can of Coke might make you a bit sluggish by the time that comes around. Whereas if you're, you know, at your mother-in-law's house and it's a big Italian feast, Coke's not going to hurt you too much. You know, a crash will be good by the time you got to go to bed.
Interesting.
That's such an interesting way of thinking.
So that's why some of those
sounds
drinks,
very practical.
Yeah, those drinks help me sometimes because there's a lot of drinks where they're like they're nootropic and they're good for your cognitive function and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Generally love reading up on that stuff or consuming those products for those reasons. You know, I remember drinking some of those drinks before I'd talk on stage.
Yeah.
And it would like make my brain feel a certain way. Then sometimes you'd go on stage and drink those drinks and you're like, fuck, my brain is just so frazzled right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over focused or overstimulated. So reading your situation, what's next? How is that, you know, like a tea might settle you before you do a big presentation. Might be good for your voice box or whatever.
I wonder if everyone thinks this way and I just don't, and like or it, how people think so differently as well.
Well, some people, I think they just get trapped in the moment, you know, like they feel a certain way and that piece of chocolate might make them feel a certain way, you know. So they think with their eyes as opposed to, you know, will this get me like further or closer?
Yeah.
Further or closer.
Interesting.
Further or closer, so.
Mm.
Yeah, those random drinks, yeah, that's the sort of thought process behind it. But then sometimes I'll read it and I'll be like, oh, cool, this is, like we went to that place in Parramatta, what they have?
Oh, yeah.
Sparkling water, ice peach.
Oh, yeah.
Sparkling ice peach. That was fucking delicious, man.
Yeah, but it was sparkling water with peach, but I didn't think anything on the can was in English. So that's why it was interesting. So like, oh, what is this? I don't know. Lucky dip. Let's try.
Yeah.
Living life on the edge.
Yeah, that drink was nice.
Okay, do you know what I just thought of? Because like bringing it back to before the laptop nearly died, going back to the 24-hour versus like 28-day hormonal cycle, the reason why that came to mind in that moment is because I was just listening to the way that Andrew was like validating my experience of my emotions. And I think that's why having these conversations and just really letting everyone in men, women, it doesn't matter, like everyone should really have that understanding that we are made up so differently, because then we allow ourselves to give ourselves grace when we're experiencing like those big shifts of emotions. But also that understanding and just like listening to Andrew and being like, yeah, you know, like he's validating me in that and holding me in that moment. And yeah, like I was acting like fucking like a nut job, but he could see and understand why I was experiencing that. Like, I feel like if we had that conversation and that was just commonplace for that to be validated, how much easier would that be?
Oh my God.
And also it makes sense as to why we hit that space of exhaustion so often, because we are living in a society where it is built to reflect the 24-hour cycle, not the 28-day cycle. So it's like there needs to be give and take. There needs to be some sort of balance. Isn't it interesting?
So interesting. And, you know, I've even like found that like since obviously meeting you, because I didn't really think about these things before, is like even in when I'm trying to be like conscious of my calendar and working around my cycle, I fucking can't. Well, like I probably could, but there would be so many shifts that I'm just not comfortable to make yet.
Because it is, that's the thing, it's a lifestyle shift.
It is a lifestyle shift.
It's a commitment. Yeah. It's not easy. No. Like it's not, but it's only not easy because we've been so stuck in this like particular way of having to do things for such a long time that we need to break huge, like long standing habits.
Yeah.
I think change is hard in any regard.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Mm. We're not creatures of change. We're creatures of habit. So usually anything that changes our changes our way that we process either information or handle situations or talking to people or relationships or good and bad relationships, whatever that may look like for you, change is difficult.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, we've been doing the same, having the same conversation with ourselves for 20, 30, however many years you've been on this earth.
Mm.
Now to then just change those things, it'll be difficult, but I think very rewarding.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Okay. How are we feeling? How long have we been going for?
I have no idea.
Almost, 55.
God, these have been like the easiest episodes of like really free-flowing chat. Okay, you guys listening, like let us know if you've enjoyed these types of flows because that was fun.
Even if you don't enjoy them.
Yeah, tough luck. Anyway. Yeah. Tough luck.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, if you did enjoy it, let us know. And let us know your like random thoughts as well because maybe we can do an ep where.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, we are doing exactly
like
that.
Like the timeline shift ep. Yes. All right.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
All right. Love you all. Thanks for joining.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you guys.